Washington suggested compromise of free economic zone in Donbas, claims Ukraine Zelensky. By Oliver J. J. Lane on December 11, 2025. The United States reacted to Ukraine's rejection of a land swap in the Donbas by pitching a free economic zone created by withdrawing Kyiv-loyal troops from the few remaining areas of the region they still control, President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed on Thursday. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky questioned the latest U.S. proposal on overcoming mutual objections between Kyiv and Moscow on the fate of the largely Russian-occupied Donbas region on Thursday. The president revealed U.S. negotiators had suggested, instead of the previous deal incarnation of de-escalating the Donbas by simply handing over the fraction of the oblast still held by Kyiv to Moscow, that a so-called free economic zone be created. Under this plan, as expressed by Zelensky, Ukrainian troops in the area would be withdrawn to the borders of Donbas, throwing doubt on Ukrainian participation in the scheme. Zelensky said the details were vague and that, in any case, he was constrained on being able to give away territory by the Ukrainian constitution. In something of a catch-22, no giveaway could be sanctioned without a referendum. And as has been exhaustively discussed over the past year, Zelensky doesn't support holding elections in wartime. He said, "I believe that the people of Ukraine will answer this question. Whether through elections or a referendum, there must be a position from the people of Ukraine." Zelensky is reported to have questioned if the plan to create an economic zone inside Ukraine, who will govern this territory, which they are calling a free economic zone or a demilitarized zone, as called by the Russians, they don't know, reports The Guardian. The Ukrainian leader reflected on Russia's ambitions. "The Russians want the whole of the Donbas, but we, of course, do not accept this. Our position is that it is fair to stand where we stand, that is, on the contact line." Zelensky also questioned whether the Russians would treat the deal with good faith should Ukrainian troops withdraw, or whether it would be a question of 2014 all over again. He said, "If one side's troops have to retreat and the other side stays where they are, then what will hold back these other troops, the Russians? Or what will stop them disguising themselves as civilians and taking over this free economic zone? This is all very serious. If there is to be any compromise in negotiations," Zelensky said, "then it would have to be a fair compromise." Also urgently requiring clarity is the fate of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Ukraine and in Europe, and which has been under de facto Russian control since the early days of the war. The comments after Zelensky held urgent talks with about 30 countries on Thursday, as stated by the Associated Press. Among those involved in the coalition of the willing talks were Germany, the United Kingdom, and France. Speaking after the talks, Britain's Sir Keir Starmer emphasized European unity on the war and said they wanted a just and lasting ceasefire. With questions left to be resolved, he said matters for Ukraine are for Ukraine.